I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Let's say there's a religious group in your area targeting your church with a social media campaign, and they're telling their members to do whatever it takes to shut you down. Their angry leaders whip people up into a frenzy, and then your church burns down. How would you feel? Open Doors USA's David Curry says,
pray for these churches. There are 10 churches within this region that are under pressure right now. The Indonesian Christian Church is deeply affected by this. Let's pray for these folks. Let's pray for justice. Let's pray for safety.
Because this happened yesterday in Indonesia's Aceh province. Right now, there's shock, anger, and hurt. And yet, here's what's being said.
We need to be interacting and loving with Muslims in that culture. So I think we keep pressing forward, but we know what we're dealing with.
We're stepping now into Eastern Europe. The World Health Organization says 1 in 10 Romanians are depressed. And that's why Global Advance worked with the Romanian ministry to hold a conference for 175 missionary families. David Shibley of Global Advance.
We partnered with them just to bring pastors and their wives together for a couple of days of not only training and challenge, but also of just personal refreshment and relaxation.
By letting missionaries know that they weren't alone, they got excited about serving again.
I was very encouraged by something of a church planting ethos that seems to be in the DNA of many pastors in Romania.
Pray that missionaries in Romania would stay encouraged and be excited to serve in Jesus' name. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God's doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's his personal journey to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.